Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
If you want a good news story, here's a good news story. Marching up the aisle behind us because John Leonard and Rebecca McCormack have just got married. Is that correct, John?
That's right. How are you, Joe? Happiest man in Ireland today.
When did you get married?
I'd say about an hour ago, Joe.
Oh, well, congratulations.
An hour and a half ago.
And tell us where it...
Yeah. I drove my own car in, Joe. I put a couple of ribbons around and I drove my own car in.
Tell us, where did you get married?
We got married in the registry office in Dublin, and a big thank you to all the staff there. Mark, the registrar, was terrific. You were great.
And John, how many of you at the wedding?
Hold on, I have to count the pink now, Joe.
Okay.
Seven of them.
Seven. Okay, all social distance and done under the regulations.
Yeah, it was terrific, Joe. And the staff in there were wonderful. I married the love of my life today, Joe. A wonderful, beautiful person, you know. So,
well, tell us a bit about her.
We met in Cafe Insane. I call it Cafe Insane.
In Dawson Street in Dublin.
Just off Dawson Street. And we fell in love straight away, Joe.
Wow.
As soon as and that was nine years ago.
And what do you mean you fell in love straight away, John?
As soon as I seen the look in her eyes, I just said, I'm going to marry this girl. Of course, it's my second go around.
Yeah, but that's it. And what happened next?
Well, we dated for a while. And
no, but you went up to her. You didn't just hypnotise a woman.
No. The first thing, my first words that came from my mouth, Joe, was, do you like chicken? And she said yes, and I said grab a wing. So I gave her my arm, and we walked into Cafe Insane, and we had a lovely night, you know. So it's been a few years later. We've stayed together since then, and a few years later, then I lost a son from a previous marriage.
Ah, sorry,
Jordan. He was only 16, and he had a disability.
God rest him.
And ever since then, Rebecca never left me side. She's been glued to me. I call her me koala bear, Joe.
Okay,
and she's been glued to me side. So it's great. I'm sitting here in Port Marnock, Joe, outside the ice cream kiosk. Now, they're closed.
I know, well, yeah.
And my mother is waving at me in the car over there. Joe, I'll give you a laugh. I said to her this morning, Mam, I might be on Joe Duffy later on. She said, why? What are you going to talk about? I said, Mam, the wedding.
And what are you doing on Port Marnock Beach an hour after?
We're just going to take a few photographs and get a little bit of fresh air. And then we're going back to the house. We're just going to get a takeaway. So all nice and simple, Joe, you know.
Brilliant.
Like, it has been very tough for everybody.
Yeah,
I'm in the hairdressing business, Joe, for the last 22 years. But you know what, Joe? I've actually really enjoyed the lockdown. I made the most of it, you know. And a big hi to all my customers there from Leonard Hairdressing on the Malahide Road.
And, John, when did you... Well, maybe... Can I go to... Is Rebecca there with you, or has she arrived in the separate car at this stage?
No, you've actually separated me, Joe, because she's in the car behind me.
Gotcha, like Liz Taylor and Richard Burton. You separated about an hour after getting married. Rebecca.
Hello, hi.
Congratulations, Rebecca.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. We're so happy.
And I hope you heard what he said about you, the love of his life.
And he is the love of my life. We are so happy. We're the best of friends in the whole world. We're just so good together.
And Rebecca, do you remember meeting him in Cafe
Insane?
Yes, Insane?
I do remember. It was an amazing night, and it really, really was. And we really did just instantly just click, and it was.
But hang on, were you on your? Do you mind me asking? Were you on your own?
No, I was with a friend.
Okay.
So
you're walking up. I'm trying to get the picture here. You're walking up to Cafe Insane.
Yeah, yeah.
And this cheeky chap.
Yeah.
comes up to you and says, "Do you like chicken?"
Yeah, I know. grab a wing.
and did you grab his arm?
Yes, I did. I did.
You didn't say you cheeky fecker.
No, because he's so gorgeous. No, I didn't.
And you were together. You were. And did you ask him to marry you, or vice versa?
No, he asked me. He asked me.
And tell us when he did that. You tell me when he did it.
Probably, we had always talked about it, and we always knew we were going to get married, but I think we had a few things to tidy up before, because we were both married before.
Yeah, fair
enough. And we have children, so we had to kind of tie everything up to make sure everything worked. And but we've always discussed it. And we, yeah, so, and then just at the beginning of this year, then we decided that we were going to do it this year. Of course, nobody thought that the pandemic was going to come, but, and then we realized then we weren't going to have like a kind of a big family. We wouldn't have had a big family wedding, but we knew that we wanted to have, you know, a small intimate. Now, today obviously is very small and intimate, yeah, but it was perfect. It was perfect, just us and the girls, and it's perfect.
That's incredible. So what's the plan for the rest of the day, Rebecca?
So we're going, we're sitting on the beach, we're sitting just at the beach here, and we're going to have just a little walk on the beach because it's stunning day. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. What a sky. What a,
yes, yeah, it's gorgeous. And then we're just going to go back to the house and we're just going to get something to eat. That's it. Very simple.
But Rebecca, you had, I know you said you always kind of knew you're good, but you didn't. Yeah. You didn't know that night in Cafe and Sand that
probably not that night. Now, I wouldn't be that. I didn't know that night.
But you know something,
though? We really, like, I suppose from early on, though, we were just the greatest friends in the world. From, you know, when I think we both needed just something really good and nice in our life and kind. And John is a very, very, very kind person. And it just, it was just perfect. He really is so kind.
Yeah, Rebecca, but you wouldn't let, you didn't let him do your hair for the wedding, did you?
I did. He did my hair. I have a bun.
Okay. we'll send you a few photographs, Joe, for your, and you can put them up on your website.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Rebecca forgot to mention, Joe, that she works, she's in the frontline worker. She works in the HSE in a wonderful hospital.
Whereabouts?
In St. Luke's. Oh. In St. Luke's Hospital in Asgard.
Rebecca.
And the staff there are just all so incredible. They really are.
Oh, thank you so much, Rebecca, for everything you've done. And is today one of your first breaks?
I haven't had much time off this year, it is actually. Well, no, I've been off all this week. I've been off since Friday.
Preparing and whatever.
And Joe, another thing, the staff in St. Luke's actually have no idea the wedding was happening today, so you wanted to keep it a surprise.
Oh, you wanted to surprise him, Rebecca?
No, it was just a secret because we just didn't tell anyone. We just, you know, we just also got married. And
so I said this morning to Rebecca, not only will St. Luke's know, the whole of Ireland's going to know you got married.
Oh, that's well done. And John, you're going to reopen next Wednesday, are you?
Yes, we're reopening next Wednesday. So hi to all my customers, new and old, Joe, everybody.
So your honeymoon in Barbados has to be.
Oh, I know.
Yes, that will be cancelled for next year, Joe. Yeah. But you know what, can I just say, Joe, I'm very proud to be Irish.
Okay.
And I'm very proud of the people of Ireland. I think they've done a terrific job in the pandemic. And we will get back to normal. You know, we will get back to live our lives. And we're a brilliant nation. And we're lovely people. And I'm proud of Irish. And I'm proud of the Irish nation. And we deserve a pat on the back. And everybody's done really, really well.
Okay, well done. Well said, John. Well said, John. Yeah. And John, where is the wedding breakfast coming from? Where's the takeaway coming from?
Siam Thai and Malahide will be delighted.
Oh,
with
they're very popular, well known.
They're very popular, and they're lovely people. So,
and given that you only had 7 people, you're allowed 25, but did you have to knock many people off the list?
Most of our family, we have a very close family. I won't say hello to my mother, Carmen, she's across, and my sister, Christine, sitting in the car. Actually,
see them,
And, most people are very happy to see us happy, Joe, you know, and it kind of, it suited us. We're a very close family. We all love each other, and we don't need, you know, nights out or anything like that to tell each other we love each other. We do it every day anyway, Joe, you know.
And Rebecca, did you hear John say? it was a lovely, unusual. He said, "What did you say? She's like my koala bear. She's by my side all the time."
That's what he calls me, koala bear, because we never leave each other's side. That is genuine. We are always together. Everything is together, honestly.
And is that his pet name for you, koala bear?
Yeah, he calls me koala bear. Yeah.
And what do you call him? Speak freely, Rebecca.
No, just John. He's my John.
My John.
Okay. Yeah, and I know you mentioned that you lost the boy, John, so I'm conscious of that.
Lord rest him,
And I know you thought about him today, both of you, and many more on this wonderful occasion.
Yeah.
So best of luck to the two of you.
John, thanks for having us on.
Thanks.
Congratulations on your excellent work you do yourself, that, Joe.
It's the team.
I admire you.
You're very good, John, and I admire you, and I admire Rebecca and everyone
thank
like
you,
and I admire all the frontline workers, who what they do is what we do is a grain of sand compared to the Sahara Desert of effort and courage and strength that they've put in. But well said, John. John, by the way, before you go, the two of you, Rebecca, you mentioned koala bear.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the only place we've been feverishly in the last 7 minutes looking for a koala bear in Ireland. We found, I know there's a few in Dublin in the zoo, but it's closed at the minute. And it's probably a bit too close for it to make a honeymoon out of it. So we found one in Fota Island Resort. They have a koala bear. So what we're going to do is we're sending you. Rebecca, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from, up in the Dublin Mountains, way up in the Dublin Mountains, up near Johnny Foxes.
Oh, Johnny Foxes, okay. And John, where are you from originally?
I'm from Fingus originally, John.
Well done, okay. So this is a good spot. The two of you are going to Cork, when you can, by the way.
Restrictions
lift, you're getting two nights, if you wish. Two nights in the beautiful, luxurious Kingsley Hotel and Spa in Cork City.
Oh, wonderful.
Breakfast each morning in bed, if you wish, with your koala bear. a bottle of Prosecco, afternoon tea. And it's not over yet. Because of your koala bear obsession, you'll spend another night in the 5-star Fota Island Resort with a 3-course dinner, Prosecco, and relax and unwind in the stunning surroundings there.
Oh my God, that's incredible. Thank you so much.
And you visit.
So nice.
Well,
nice.
Both of you individually, because of the work you do, you as a wonderful frontline worker, Rebecca, and John is doing the hairdressing and what all the barbers and hairdressers have gone through. Both of you deserve that individually. But this is this is one part of your honeymoon. Is that okay?
Thank you so much.
To the Kingsley Hotel and the Fota Island Resort who jumped in with that when you mentioned koala bear. Now, isn't it a pity, John, that you didn't say something like, I call her my Galapagos Island turtle. And we could have got you out to the Galapagos Islands. You're gone. Yeah, but it's still a wonderful ad.
You're a tonic.
If you send us in photographs, can we put them up? Okay. And many years.
Thank you so much to everybody. Thank you.
And not just for happiness and health for the two of you, but for all those that you brought happiness and health to as well. Oh. That's Rebecca Leonard, Niamh McCormack, and John Leonard who got married. How is the marriage going, Rebecca? It's nearly two hours.
Fabulous.
Okay. Health and happiness and love and strength to all around you, and especially
thank
to
you.
The two of you. That's Rebecca McCormack and John Leonard, who are now husband and wife. And
thank you.
What can we say? Congratulations. What can we say? Well done. Enjoy that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.